deficit, which is currently at 21. The largest deficit was 28 after Hunter Beach scored to start the second half. New Lowe's are starting to electrify their sideline as well as their fans. They are on the Hunter Beach 43-yard line, first and 10 with an empty backfield. Newman rolling to his right, looking to pass. He has to check this one down the field. It's incomplete. He had an unopened receiver to number 20, Taylor Krupp, suddenly his favorite receiver. Overthrew him by about 3 yards. Incomplete. A good break, a nice break for Harbor Beach there. Brings up second and 10. And we have a late flag flying right at the line of scrimmage. Almost looks like it's going to be a personal foul against New Lothrop. Harbor Beach was clapping. Number 60 for New Lothrop. Can't believe it. That would be Leo Harris. It was a late flag. It was after the pole play went down. They're bringing the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. Flag flew from the sideline, like a parachute coming down as if it was a Red Bull dive from the space. Now the Clint Galvis is screaming at the official, and there's another flag against the head coach of New Lothrop. Now we have two personal fouls against New Lothrop on this one. Clint Galvis is hot right now, being dragged off the field by a couple players as well as his assistant coach, Mike Sullivan. Not to mention he's wearing shorts, Mike Sullivan is. And so now we have two personal fouls against one, number 60, Leo Harris, as well as the second call against their head coach, Clint Galvis. Harbor Beach is fired up. They're going to be marching this one off for days here. Instead of the 43-yard line, I would like to believe it's going to be 30 yards, Dave.
Yeah, that definitely is going to be it. I'm still waiting to hear what the personal foul was to begin this play. The coach is not happy about it. It was definitely late. It was at the line of scrimmage. Probably a pushing and shoving after the whistle, I would guessing.
And a few words spoken, I believe.
Usually some kind words. I normally is what happens in that huddle. But what you've probably seen was some pushing and shoving that ended with the official seeing a New Lothrop player getting the last shove. And you just can't do that. Looks like they called an illegal offensive lineman down the field. So that's not going to be 15 yards, Clark.
So there's 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first call. And then that's a personal foul against the coach. And that's going to march off 15 yards. Putting the ball way back from Harbor Beach territory to 43, all the way down to the New Lothrop 37-yard line. The first down marker is at the 33 of Harbor Beach. This is second down in a country mile. New Lothrop, once they're gone fired up, Harbor Beach is on their feet as well in good numbers tonight, traveling 2 hours plus into the small town of New Lothrop, a community of about 600 people, with a school only eight students less than Harbor Beach. Newman in the backfield by himself. Three receivers in the slot to the right, as well as a receiver to the right, and one receiver to the left. Empty backfield. Here comes Harbor Beach with the pressure. Newman tries the pass, and he throws this one way down the field, and it is caught. Do they say he was in a bounds? No, he was not. Out of bounds when he caught the ball was number six, Trevor Beach. A nice grab regardless, though. He was still shy of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Way down the 35-yard line. Incomplete. And now third. And I can't even add that high, Dave, but I'm a Michigan State graduate.
Oh, Clark, it's going to be a long 30 yards officially, but a great throw and catch. The throw was just inches inbounds. That was down. He made the catch, and that foot was probably on the line. It was that close. Good try there by New Orleans. A good defense there by Harvey Beach. He had two guys in the area. Just couldn't get up there and knock the ball down.
Newman sent the entire line to the line of scrimmage and talked to his entire receiving corps on that one. He's in the pocket looking back to pass. Harvey's coming with the pressure. It's a little bit of a screen pass out of the 43-yard line. Caught into the hands of number 10, Michael Muka, with the pass. It's good enough for about 10 yards. They're still shy of the first down by 20 yards. And now it's third down. Now it's third down and 20.
Third and a very long 20. That's right. They with all the penalties that those
that
players count.
Repeat the down.
Correct.
So third and 20 now for the New Lothrop Hornets at the 43-yard line of their own territory, left to right across the radio. Harbor Beach has Eli Kraft on his own 40, the farthest man deep, about I would say 25 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, trying not to make the big play. Two receivers to the right, Newman in the ladder at the 47-yard line. Harbor Beach is there to bring him down for 14. Austin Stelz, the little man, the sophomore brought up midway through the season, catches him about 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, a 3-yard gain, and more importantly, brings a fourth down and about 21 for New Lothrop.
And you can't blame New Lothrop for trying something. He made the nice catch for what, probably about 12 yards. He pitched it back to the ladder guy, and they actually lost yards. Can't fool the sophomore, apparently. Nice job by Austin Stelz.
Heads up play from Stelz, and now New Lothrop brings out the punt team. Whether this is going to be a fake or not, only time will tell. With 5 minutes left in the third quarter, 35-14, Harbor Beach leads by 21. And there's the snap, and they are going to be playing this one away. Nice looking kick all the way down to about the 15-yard line, where Aaron Ginther is going to take the fair catch and take over on downs at the 14-yard line in their own territory. Harbor Beach has 86 yards to go for a score to tack on to that 21-point advantage they have over the Hornets. New Lothrop 10-0 on the season so far, have only given up 41 points coming into this game. And so far tonight, they've given up 35.
Yeah, potentially they could give up more points in this game than they have all season long. That tells you what kind of team Harbor Beach has this year, and they've been playing very well.
And they come out with the T formation. It's a handoff to number 2, Travis Essmaker, right through the line of scrimmage. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and keeps on churning for about out to the 19-yard line. It's a gain of 5 and brings up 2nd and 5.
And every back they hand it to right now is running very hard. That is all well as long as they hold on to the football. Ball security is what Coach Shelkey is preaching right now. Run hard and hold on to that football.
4.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. That's where you heard me right. The third quarter. It seems like it should be in the final minutes of the fourth, but still we have about 15 minutes to play. 2nd and 5. It's the handoff right up the middle. In the bottom of that pile is a running back somewhere for Harbor Beach. It was number 7, Derek Puff. Grinds forward for about 3 yards, brings up a 3rd and manageable, 3rd and 2. The first down marker is sitting at the 35-yard line. They're currently at the 33. New Lothrop getting fired up. Harbor Beach comes out in the T formation. 3 men in the backfield. Kraft is under center. About 4 minutes to play in the third. It's a handoff to number 47, Aaron Ginther, to the left side. He gets caught in the backfield, breaks through that one, and gets across to about the 27-yard line. I was off on my numbers there where the first down marker was. Moved the chains for Harbor Beach. 1st and 10.
A nice job by Ginther. He shed the tackle on the backfield. Potential loss of 2 turned into a gain of probably about 4. A nice job by him to, again, stay with it, not go down easy, and get a first down.
1st and 10 for the Pirates. Now at their own 28-yard line. It's a handoff. Kraft keeps it for himself around the left side. He's out to the 40-yard line, to the 45, the midfield. He cuts back in, running sideways now. He has room to run to the opposite field, to the far sideline. He's now to the 30-yard line. There's going to be a flag flying. He's now down to the 20. He's still on his feet, now down to the 15-yard line, and finally brought down at the 13. A heck of a run for Eli Kraft all the way from his own 28-yard line down to the 13-yard line, the other side of the field. Unfortunately, there's a flag down at the 38-yard line. More than likely going to be a block in the back against Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, there were 2 guys in the area, Clayton Wayne or Brandon Oswald, both in the area. No reason whatsoever to be even touching a defender at that point, as Eli Kraft had already made his move and was cutting back to the middle of the field. Not a smart play there by whoever made that penalty, but heck, nice run by Eli Kraft.
A 59-yard run it would have been. Had it not been for that hold against Harbor Beach. So the foul, it goes from 10 yards from the spot of the foul down to the 48-yard line. Regardless, though, it's a first down by a landslide for Harbor Beach. They're now into New Lothrop territory, and we'll give Eli Kraft a 24-yard run on the keeper around the left end. 1st and 10 in New Lothrop territory with 3:06 to play in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading 35-14. It was 28-7 at halftime. Both teams come out and score a touchdown in the third quarter. Number 34, Brandon Green, a big weapon for New Lothrop, went down with a head injury. He's been taken to the hospital for treatment. Hover Beach with the ball in the T formation, right to left across the radio, and they hand it off to Derek Puff. He's out for the first down, down to about the 33-yard.